Blue Jays 1-6, not so solid, apparently. And John Morosi was in town last night, so he saw with his own eyes what's going on here. JP, what's going on here?
Well, the good news is the Leafs are going to be the Capitals in the first round.
No, they're not. Stop it now.
Name three Capitals. Name three Capitals now.
Yes, they will. The Leafs are going to win.
All right. Wow. Very good. Brian, you're putting how much down on this?
My level of faith and confidence that the Toronto people have in me.
Oh, boy.
My credibility is now on the line.
Are you running for mayor someday? Is this what you're attempting to do?
Probably.
I mean, the only people I've seen pick the Leafs in the series think Olaf Kolzig's still playing for the Capitals. I feel like that's happening.
No, I don't believe Kolzig is still playing for the Capitals. Their goalie is Braden Holtby. He's very good, but I believe the Leafs are going to win.
All right. But the Blue Jays.
Stick to baseball, Morosi.
That's right. We didn't even hit that.
There you go.
No one was near that keyboard.
I haven't heard those dulcet tones in a while.
Wasn't me. Go. All right. 1-6. And the level of concern should be?
High.
High.
It should be high. Yes. So I mentioned the statistic last night. Only three teams in the last 39 seasons have reached the playoffs after starting 1-6. So while Jays players are saying it's early, and it is, it certainly is early, the fact is that in this game, in this sport, when you start this poorly, it's really hard to catch up, especially in a division like this. And one saying, I'm sure we're hearing right now a lot of tried and true baseball bromides about how early it is, but one other one that I do subscribe to and believe actually has some merit is the following: that you cannot win the division in April, but you can lose it. And when you start this slow, even if you're a good team like the Astros were last year, perfect example of the same idea. The Astros started slowly last year. They were a quality team that started slowly, and they were in a competitive division that simply did not allow them to catch up. I see the same thing unfolding right now for the Jays. And the other point I'll make too, guys, they've now lost in, again, seven games. They've lost four games in which their pitching has given up four runs or fewer. These were games the Jays have been winning, really for a year and a half, almost two full years, going back to 15 and 16. But this lineup, guys, has not been itself for months now. They scored the fourth fewest runs in the American League after the All-Star break last year, and that was with Edwin. So the at-bats have just simply not been as consistent as we saw for the entirety of 15 and then really the first half of last year. So it's a lineup that I think is really searching for its identity right now, and the results are very discouraging.
John Morosi, our guest, Brady and Price. It's 8:38. We've got the Brewers and the Blue Jays tonight, second game of a nine-game homestand, 7 o'clock, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and Sportsnet 1 with Marcus Stroman. And I've used that Astros. I agree with a lot of what you said, and I've used that Astros example before this year, 7-17. They did, I want to say only, JP, play 574 baseball from May onward. Like, you'd concur in 15. I infamously said, well, even with Troy Tulowitzki now, the Jays are eight games behind the Yankees. They can't catch up. But no one counts on, what, like 40 and 15 finishes to a regular season. I guess I'd be a lot more worried if the starters were leaking oil in a really dramatic fashion. But I do agree, there's a lot of guys over 30, right? They've got the oldest starting lineup in the big leagues, and there's bound to be some attrition. And Russ Martin will pick it up, and Jose Bautista will pick it up, and even Steve Pierce might pick it up. But to what extent, we don't know yet.
Exactly, Greg. And the age is one of the reasons why I'm concerned. Again, oldest roster in the big leagues, as you point out. And when you look at the big picture here, when you have players that are in their mid-30s, eventually there comes the year when it doesn't all come back. And I think the Jays have reason to be concerned that it may be in a case or two that that's what's happening now. And we talked about this, I think it was a couple weeks ago, at the dawn of the season, spring training was not ideal from the Jays' standpoint. And you look at, I wrote this at MLB.com today, you look at the number of players for whom they were out of the lineup in spring training for one reason or another. Donaldson was hurt. Travis was rehabbing an injury. Pierce was coming off of surgery and adjusting to a new team. Of course, they lose Edwin, so there's the adjustment there. Bautista goes away to the WBC and comes back with a back injury. Russ Martin was away for a while as well. He actually had his fewest number of spring at-bats since 2010. I think we're seeing a residue of what was a very uneven spring. That's not the fault of anyone in particular. It's certainly not John Gibbons' fault. It just is the reality of where this team is. And when you have an older club, I think it's less of a plug-and-play mentality. Okay, well, we're ready. Boom, there you go. It takes guys time. And I think in this case, we're seeing the residue of that, where the at-bats just simply haven't been as comfortable and fluid as you would expect. And one thing I noticed, too, late in the game last night, the Brewers brought in three power-armed relievers, and the Jays did not have a hit over the last three innings. And that's something where this is a team that in the past has been able to handle velocity. If you throw me a fastball at Rogers Center, eventually someone's going to get the ball out of the ballpark. Didn't happen last night. The Jays, in fact, have the second fewest home runs of any team in the major leagues right now. So it's a number of concerning thoughts. And again, one of the things I saw last night was the struggle with velocity late was something that I think we saw. We've seen this team be able to handle velocity very well for years. And right now, I think the bats just look a little bit slow.
With John Morosi, NHL insider for MLB Network, and these numbers—that's
my dream.
NHL, I know, NHL I know.
That was like a moment. that was like a dream moment for me right then. But just go on.
All right. The numbers I'm about to give you are not going to help the Blue Jays per se. All right, but let's just go back on the consensus picks for the division winners. All right, the Red Sox are 4-3. Cleveland is 4-3. Houston is 5-4. Most likely wild card opponents could be Texas. They're 2-5. Seattle is 2-7. There's nobody right now that was expected to be one of the playoff teams in any manner that's doing anything right now that says they're running away and hiding from the Jays.
That's a very good point, Elliot. And I think in general, the good news here is the American League, I believe, is much tighter in terms of the competitive level than the National League. I think in the National League there's a real stratification of the elite five or six teams and then everybody else. The American League, I think it's a lot harder to really decipher who the truly elite teams are. Now the Red Sox, of course, that they've gone through their illness issue where a number of key players were sick. That was a big win for Boston yesterday, of course, after losing 3 out of 4 to the Tigers. So that's a team in Boston I think is going to get better. They had a very good sign yesterday of Pomerantz coming off the DL and pitching well. And listen, and you guys pointed out earlier that the starting rotation for Toronto has been solid. I mean, really the only game where the starter didn't give them much of a chance to win was when Liriano had the big clunker, and the Jays still came back and almost made that a really tight game at the end. So there are still good signs. I certainly don't want to say that everything is really discouraging, because it's not. The rotations have been solid. The bullpen, I thought last night, had a very good night. Joe Smith threw the ball exceptionally well. I thought Biagini was solid, too. So there are some encouraging signs, but you can't waste good pitching like this. And simply put, the Jays right now are losing games that they used to win.
I said after 20 games, if you're 6-14, it's really concerning. I'd ask this, though, when it comes to that postseason number you threw out there, because we used to do this with when only two teams made the playoffs and then four teams made the playoffs. Isn't everything before 15, when they expanded the playoffs from 8 to 10, isn't everything, every stat before then, rather compromised about who can make the playoffs and who can't?
Sure, that's a very good point, and certainly three of those times, I mentioned the three since 1977, they were all at least in the wild card era, and we've seen teams come back. But the ones that I would say are the model, and I guess, Greg, we could make this point, it has occurred in the AL East before, back in 2011 with the Rays. The Rays started, it was either 1-6 or 0-7, and they came back and they made the playoffs. But again, that took the historic collapse of historic collapses in their division with Boston for that to occur. So they're going to need some help. I realize it is early. We realize that it is seven games into the season, but the facts remain.
Yeah,
It is going to take some substantial help from other teams in the division to really not play up to par for the balance of the season for the Jays to be able to make the playoffs. I know it sounds absurd, but that is what the history says.